you, Cajun Bay listeners, for tuning in again, or staying tuned in for another episode of The Weight Off Your Shoulders. In the studio, I've got Steve and Joel Foshan from Foshan's Clubhouse Gym. They are setting up the Crown Mountain Strongman Contest, and we're going to go over that today, some of the stuff that that they're doing to, you know, just make arrangements, you know, the where, when, how to enter, and who's, you know, who can compete in, and, you know, how to do all that. And so with that, Steve and Joel, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Great. How are you today?
Very good. Reasonably good.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, I'm glad to have you back because I think this is going to be one of the Valley's signature events. I really do. There's a lot of outliers that live here that are, you know, pretty strong guys, and this may be of interest to them to show their mettle besides just picking up a barbell.
That's right.
Can you carry that sucker?
It's growing by leaps and bounds, and, you know, we keep meeting what the best part of it is, the adaptive athlete side of it. We're attracting more and more and more athletes that I talk to on a daily basis. We have a gentleman coming from Australia. Mm-hmm. We have a young man who has cerebral palsy coming from St. George, Utah, and a kid from Maryland coming with cerebral palsy to compete. So this is an all-inclusive event from able bodies to disabled to whatever you want to try to do. Come and give it a shot.
Even a wackadelic like me can go and sign up?
Absolutely.
You could.
Okay, everyone, you hear that? That means you are included. All right, so how would someone enter the contest? Well, actually, explain the contest first, and then how would someone enter?
The contest is going to be, it's a Strongman Corporation underwritten
contest.
Thank you very much. And it's going to be open to able-bodied athletes from 400 pounds plus down to young ladies that are, you know, 90 to 100 pounds or less even. And each category, there's weight divisions, there's age divisions, and each class is broken down into the same event, but different weights.
Okay.
And if they want to sign up for the contest, they can go to strongmancorp.com, look on the calendar, and Strongman, Crown Mountain Strongman Championship will come up. Follow the link, fill out the paperwork, and you're as good as signed up. Or follow us on Facebook, and the link is on Facebook as well to take you to all the pages to sign up.
It's also on the website, crownmountainstrongman.com. We'll have it uploaded this week. All of the details, everything should be uploaded and ready to go at the end of this week. And they can go on and download, right? They can go on and download it from there and then send it in to us.
Okay, so now, is there a closing date? So in other words, you can't enter after this date?
Nope, you can sign up the day before the contest or even the morning of the contest. We're hoping that we're limiting to 70 athletes, so we're hoping to be filled before then. I forget what the cost is to sign up, and it ends July 15th.
Dollars. It's,
you go ahead.
Early registration, July 15th. After that, it's $85.
Okay.
Up until the day of the competition.
And it would require a Strongman Corporation membership as well, which is $45 or $50. But that covers all the underwriting of insurance, and it qualifies for many of the athletes to either go to the Arnold or Nationals because it's a national qualifying event.
Okay. Now, does that membership, is that good for an entire year?
It is good for a year, yeah.
Okay. All right. And now, so we know when and where the event's going to take place. We know there's some different weight divisions, and we also know that Tinkerbell's not going to be going up against, the Hulk.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so young ladies out there, if you're interested in doing this and showing that you are incredibly strong on a per-pound basis, this is a chance for you to show us what you've got.
And you can be a never-ever competitor, or... You know, you could have done this before, but we have some wonderful never-evers that have walked up, some of the young ladies, and done amazing and won.
That's a novice class. Okay. So it'll be the novice class. There's, in the open classes, it's lightweight, middleweight, and heavyweight. In the novices, we only break it down to a lightweight and a heavyweight. And it'll be male and female lightweight, heavyweight. And then there's also a teen division. So any of these high school kids that want to get out there and test their mettle, we would love to have them come out and give it a whirl.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they just need to have the usual liability waivers and things of that sort. Now, what are the weight divisions? I mean, you listed them by name, but what are the actual poundages that you have? So the people have an idea of what that means.
The men's categories go to, I think it's 90 kilos, which is 190. To 105, which is 231, and then 231 and above. So that's 105 kilo or above. That's a heavyweight class. On the women's categories, I don't know that off the top of my head. I wish I did. So you caught me off guard. I always have to look it up.
Isn't it?
I apologize. I can get back to
you. Ladies behind her, Steve.
do you remember?
145.
145? Is that for the women as a heavyweight women?
And that's above?
That's anything above is heavyweight. Anything below
is lightweight. Okay.
How many divisions are there for the women?
I want to say there's three in the open, and that's why I'm not sure. Joelle's probably referring to the novice classes, which is light and heavyweight, but there's one more division that's going to be a little bit lighter for the ladies, I should say.
Okay.
And I apologize. I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, no. I'm sure there's so many things that you have to, quote, remember. It's like,
anyone who wants to know can reach out to us, and we'll let you know.
And it's on the website. If they go to strongmancorp.com, they can find out just which division they fit in. All the weights are listed now, because I actually brought those with me so we can tell people what they're going to be deadlifting, what they're going to be carrying, what they're going to be hauling around.
Okay, so you know what the events are already, and so the people who enter can find out today that you're going to be picking up big stones, large spherical
There's actually no stone event in this one. We're going to do a sandbag carry, because they're just a bugger to carry. And then instead of doing Atlas stones like we've done in the past, sandbags are just, they're pliable. So they're very difficult to grab, and it'll be a heavy sandbag over a bar is one of the events. The ladies will be lifting it over a 48-inch bar. The men will be lifting it over a 52-inch bar. And it'll
have to throw it over like a...
If you can throw a 300-pound bag, you're a bigger man than some of my best friends. So it's more of a lift and heft it over that bar, and it'll be the most reps you can get in a minute.
Okay.
And that's one of the events. That's a sandbag over bar. But then there's a circus dumbbell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's typically has a large handle. The ladies will have a 2-inch handled circus dumbbell. The men will have a 3.25-inch handled circus dumbbell. So you can't hold on to this thing with one hand. And the bells on it are like 12 inches in diameter and 12 inches long. So they're unwielding at the very least.
Okay.
So they're fun.
So like these big, huge iron balls in with a handle between them.
Correct.
That they used to do.
Yep.
Like with the Lewis Sear back in 1890s or something?
Very, very similar, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and they might even be bigger and odder than they were back then, you know what I mean? Because there's so many variations of those. And then there's a Zercher yoke carry. In the past, have you ever seen World's Strongest Man? They carry the super yoke on their back. Mm-hmm. Well, in a Zercher carry, you actually carry it in the crook of your arm in front of you. So your posterior chain has to lock in, but your arms have to lock in and carry this thing for 50 or 60 feet.
So, and it's the fastest time wins. Squatters, the thing called the Zercher squat.
That's correct. Same kind of position. You're carrying that yoke, except for in a Zercher squat, the bar is only an inch and an eighth.
Right.
On the yoke, the bar is 3.5 inches diameter, so it doesn't fit really nice in your arms, so it makes it awkward to hang on to.
So you won't be tucking this bar in, tenderly at night.
No, not at all. And then our first event of the weekend will actually be an axle deficit deadlift. So you'll be, typically, a deadlift is done from 9 inches on a typical bar. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to add the athlete onto 3 inches of pad so that it's deeper than a typical deadlift, and we're going to do it on an axle bar so that the axle is out away from your body just that little bit farther to make it a little bit more difficult.
A little bit of leverage, anterior leverage, that'll make it a lot harder to quote, get under it.
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, so folks out there that are hearing this, you know, your training may be awesome with an Olympic bar. Right?
That's correct.
But boy, oh boy, that Zercher yoke, boy, you may not be happy. So if you want to enter this contest, you're going to have to start, getting familiar with you know, the sizes of, you know, what's, you know, Steve and Joelle here are saying. So,
and improvise their training. You know, you don't need to go to a strongman gym. You can modify what you do wherever you train to figure out how to make this stuff work. You know, in the when we first started doing this, I built all my own equipment because, you know, no one here in the valley had it. Now I've been all over the countryside and seen all kinds of versions of this stuff, and I'm still, you know, this mad scientist kind of guy going, awesome, okay, dude, how can we make this a little bit more difficult?
You got your first sled. He goes, hey, man, come on, check out this sled. That's awesome, dude. Keep that up, man. I love it.
Well, and the coolest part of it is, you know, any of your farmers, your cowboys, your steel workers, your gas well guys out there, it's functional strength. Mm-hmm. You think you're strong at your job? Come give this a whirl, because it's a whole nother, you add pressure of competition and then you add a little bit of odd implement. It really makes it fun.
So that means roughnecks, get yourself out here. Right. Show us what you got.
Yep.
Okay. You guys, you know, slinging, well, I don't know if people can carry lumber anymore on construction sites. But, you know, you don't even swing hammers anymore, so God only knows. But anyone who's out there doing has a trade and you feel like you've got that physical strength to be able to do stuff, this may be right in your wheelhouse. Come on, check this out.
Well, and then the other side of that is all of these events, like the Zercher yoke carry for our disabled athletes, if they're a seated athlete. So we have a couple gentlemen that are above the knee amputees. They'll do this event. They'll actually sit in a bench and it turns into a Zercher hold for time. So they'll do the same. Okay. So it's, since they're not mobile on 2 feet, we've adapted these exercises like the circus dumbbell. They'll do from a seated position. The sandbag over bar, they'll do from one platform to a higher platform. In the past, if you've seen any of the disabled events, they go from usually a top of a 55 gallon drum to another 55 gallon drum. I think that's a little bit too easy for them. So we've actually got platforms that are adjustable. So you'll load it from one height and have to load it to 6 inches higher on the next platform, just to add that little degree of challenge, because what I'm hearing from these guys is they want to be challenged.
I think that's awesome, because there are so many people that take a visual look at someone and say, oh, well, that guy or that girl can't do anything.
You they know, can do then a lot.
that's so wrong. You know, I mean, I see
very
people,
adaptable.
You know, yeah. I've seen people, you know, out there doing, you know, skiing that are, you know, Paralympian or, you know, para-athletes right. in one way or shape or another, and are able to get down there. They don't need any help, and quite frankly, my skiing is an embarrassment
right.
to their skill set. I'm like, oh my God, well, I'll never look at that that way again.
And if you don't want to compete, you come out and watch and support them and be a part of, you know, the
community
cheer
that we're developing,
yep.
You know, for all athletes.
And what kind of, I mean, are there tickets that you have to?
No, it's free to the public to spectate. Absolutely. You know, Crown Mountain has done a fantastic job of working with us because of what we're doing. You know, we started this. The beneficiary of our event is Challenge America.
Okay.
And they work with veterans and disabled athletes all over the world. And since they're our beneficiary, Crown Mountain has said, hey, you know what? We want to make this open to the public. There's not going to be, you know, entry fee. And frankly, I didn't want it that way anyway, because I want it to be accessible to everyone.
Okay, fantastic.
And it's all the way in the back
by the BMX,
track. On the cement platform. A lot of people kind of drove around the park last year and couldn't find us. So all the way in the back.
And there'll be signs and banners that are directing everyone to the event, so it should be simple to find. You'll be able to see the signs from the highway, you know, the day before. That'll be the 16th, and then the event will be on the 17th
of August.
This is in
August.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're 12 weeks away right now.
All right.
So athletes, you have plenty of time to train and get familiar with this stuff, and then, you know, sign up the day of.
No time to whine.
Well, and what's really cool, you know, is all of our disabled athletes, they just draw an X across that disable, and they are able. You know what I mean? And
I love it, man. This is one of the things I personally really like what you're doing, because, you know, I'm from that generation where, you know, you take a look at, you know, somebody that come back from Vietnam, and they're like, oh, man, no, this is so effed up. And and then, you know, you just have this feeling like, well, I mean, they're kind of done. And it just kind of really sucked seeing that. And you had in your own mind that you'd be programmed to think that, well, they're disabled, and that kind of quote makes them unable, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm really happy to see you getting these guys to challenge themselves. And you know, maybe if anyone's out there, maybe in some kind of like dark spot emotionally, you know, well, here's the chance for you to come out here, you know, see the light of day, yep. compete against other people that are in situations maybe not exactly like yours, but for heaven's sakes, they're in a situation where there is a challenge, and you can at least, you know, take a look at them and maybe inspire them with your cheers. Or maybe you can inspire them with your competition, or they inspire you with their competition or their cheers. So come on out and check this out. I think this is going to be a great thing.
So we are also holding on Friday night, before the contest, our inspirational, motivational speaking night with Casey Mitchell, who was here last year with us. And he's
a wounded Iraq veteran amputee. Powerlifting motivational speaker, awesome. Recovering drug, so cool. Drug, and you were referring to some of these, disabled athletes or disabled people in the valley. Come out and see that you're not disabled, but let's look at what you're able to do, and let's focus on that stuff. Let's find something that you can do, instead of, like you say, sitting in your dark spot, going, I can't, all the things that you're not. You think you're not able to do. Let's find what you're able to do, and let's focus on that. Because let's look. If you focus on manure, you get more manure. If you focus on sunshine, you'll see more sunshine.
I agree. So
that event is at Cornerstone. Cornerstone
Church.
What's it called now?
Cornerstone Church. It's across from Willits.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah,
they've donated the church for that night, yep. for Casey to come in and do a talk, and we'll probably have a couple other speakers that will tell some motivational stories.
Mm-hmm. Cornerstone's been wonderful. The church is amazing. They've given us the evening, 7:30 p.m.
Even if you're not interested in the strongman side of what's happening at Crown Mountain, and you're on your pity pot, you know what? Come out Friday night, the 16th, mm-hmm. to Cornerstone Church and hear Casey talk. You know, this guy, he was on his deathbed, and he turned it around.
And he's all over YouTube with everybody else.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing, that human spirit that awakens from that, these potentially very dark spots and physically, mm-hmm. Debilitating situations, and their spirits awaken all the rest that they have, and there's maybe an epiphany of sorts or some kind of powerful awakening where they say, wow, you know what? Look at what I can do. And I think about the people that maybe didn't make it off the battlefield or maybe didn't make it out of some, horrific accident. Mm-hmm. And I'm here, and my consciousness matters. And you know what, folks? If you're listening to this, your consciousness does matter. You matter to someone, and they matter to you. So just come on out here. Steve and Joelle will put the ladder out there. Welcome, Matt.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Absolutely.
And find a way for you to be involved, even if it's as a spectator your first time. Maybe just you're not ready to get your whole self wet. Just stick a little toe in, stick a thumb in the water, whatever you have to do, and just check this out. Be inspired.
The energy that's around the event is just incredible. You know, I just came back from Cleveland a week ago where I was part of Challenge America, and we worked. It's called Makers for Heroes and Makers for Veterans. They chose seven veterans who wrote in and came up with a list of things that they wished they could have taken care of. Out of, a couple hundred applicants, we picked up seven. We got seven teams of people together, innovators, need knowers, need makers. We spent 5 days building the things that made their lives better. We took one. This young man was in the Navy, and he lost both of his hands. So he literally, there's nothing from his wrists. The team that worked with him, he wanted to go back to school. He can't work a computer. So they actually fitted him with some magnetic wrist wraps, a magnetic stylus, so he can actually pick things up with his nubs, put his phone together, work his computer, and now, they changed his life. In 5 days, this young man came to, Challenge America and said, hey, can you guys help me out? We did. We took one man who's having a baby. His legs don't work. He walks with a cane. very roughly. Well, they made a special cane that collapses so he can actually get down on the floor, play with his baby, and then get back up and walk with his cane.
Is it hydraulics or something? Electromechanical stuff?
It's very, very simple. It's had a little lift in the middle of it that goes down, collapses so he can get down, and collapse, and then raises back up so he can get up. We changed his life. You know, and you take and you talk to these guys, and it's those smallest little things that can have the biggest impact. And, you know, people don't realize that when you see a disabled person in a wheelchair, you smile at them, you might make their day. It might not even be someone in a wheelchair. It could be someone at the grocery store who's having a rough day. Smile and say hello. Greet them. Welcome them into your community. You could change their life.
All right, folks, if you're listening, just want you to know Steve is a really large, strong guy. Joelle's a beautiful, strong woman. And, you know, their spirits are just warm. And open, loving, and they want you to come in here, you know, come in and check this out. And, you know, I really do, as I said earlier, I think this is going to be a signature event for the Valley, something the Valley can be really proud of. And, I'll speak for myself for sure. I'm really happy you're doing this.
Thank you.
This is so inspirational to so many people that would maybe have just thrown up the white flag of surrender and said, hey, you know what?
And
I'm done.
Camped out on the couch, taking their meds and watch TV until their end. You know, and that's not what we're about. We want to get people out. You don't need a gym. Go out and walk. Go out and roll. Whatever you're able to do, just move. That's, you know, it's just that simple. You know, life's not over no matter what until we're under the grass.
Yeah,
just
that's
move.
So true. And that, I call that doing daisy push-ups. So, yeah.
The human spirit is so remarkable. If, you know, like I said, just a smile, you can change someone's day. You could change someone's life. You know, you don't know what the battles that people are facing inside their own head.
Yeah, that resiliency that you speak of is perhaps maybe the most powerful internal motivation that, you know, that an athlete can ever have, or just a human being. You know, you could, even if you're not ready to participate, you know, there are things that you can do to challenge yourself and your spirit and your soul. And as you said, the young man who's able to get on a computer now.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he can do things. There are things that he can solve. He can be a problem solver instead of just leaning back and collecting, money, you know, from the government, which, you know, I wouldn't object to that at all.
Sure.
In fact, the government should be helping these folks, be in a situation where they can, you know, feel confident about the fact that they are indeed, you know, a net asset for, you know, for the country and for human beings and for the planet. And that all that is a huge thing. So if, once again, guys, girls out there, go for it.
We are still welcoming sponsorships, personal, any businesses, you know, local in the Valley, to put this thing on. We would love it. If you're willing and want to and able, you can contact us.
Okay.
On the website or Foshan's Clubhouse Gym.
Challenge America.
Yeah. Now, was Challenge America Challenge Aspen before?
Houston started Challenge Aspen, ran that for years, and then shifted it over to someone else, one of his partners, and then started Challenge America. He wanted to grow it bigger than
Challenge,
the Valley.
Challenge Aspen is still in Aspen,
and
does the skiing, the hunting, the fishing, does the retreat up the frying pan. I mean, they do amazing things, but Houston had a bigger vision for what he wants to do. And to be honest with you, what we want to do is we want to bring strongman to the veterans of Israel, and we want to bring some of the programs at Israel, because everyone in Israel is a veteran. Every citizen is a veteran. They take very good care of their citizens.
We want to copy
their stuff and bring it here. We want to bring strongman to Israel, and actually met a couple gentlemen that we're hopefully going to do that in September. Introduce their veterans to strongman and give them some more opportunity too, and create a bigger community.
That's a fantastic thing, and that's something. And I think that this idea, you know, that goes back to the idea of national service or service to your country, and you know, and I think there's everything good about that, you know. Mm-hmm. And certain, there's certain, you know, again, people may not be able to go into the military here because of whatever situation they may be in, but that doesn't mean you can't serve your country, serve yourself, serve your community, serve your family, you know, serve some higher calling, whatever that may be to you, and do it in an honorable, virtuous, and loving way, and be strong, powerful mm-hmm. when you're doing it. And Joelle's smiling yeah. there. I want to hear about the girl stuff going on now. All right.
Oh, no. What girl stuff?
Well, you know, okay, the women.
We have lots of girl stuff. I'm just excited for our ladies in the Valley and all over the country that are actually coming in and reaching out to us for this event. We've got, again, people from New Mexico and Wyoming and the East Coast coming in. We've got pro strong woman coming in. She won the Arnold this year. So that'll be kind of
fun.
What's
her
name? Whether Dana.
Okay.
She's Dana the disabled. Sheely. She won She's the disabled, disabled side yep. of the Arnold.
So Dana she Sheely.
Is a below the knee amputee, I believe.
Yep, one leg.
Yep,
and
she actually
also
set
just
a world record deadlift
yep.
at the Arnold. You know, so this woman has overcome some amazing obstacles to obtain, you know, a world championship.
And just won America's Strongest Disabled Woman last week.
On Saturday.
We do have to check out now. I want to thank you guys for coming in. Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much.